Oklahoma has what many consider to be the only free enterprise medical marijuana industry in the U.S., with cheap startup fees, no cap on medical marijuana business licenses, and few restrictions on who can get a patient card. But as KGOU's Caitlin Howard reports, this low barrier to entry could lead to an oversaturated market where cannabis businesses struggle to survive.
At Baker's Cannabis Dispensary in northwest Oklahoma City, there's an attached clone nursery filled with about 4,000 plants. As the owner, Jessica Baker, described the mother plants, her passion for cannabis was evident.
We have cookies and cream. That's what you see here. That look really nice. We have purple punch. And then our new mom.
This passion spans back to 1997 in California, where she and her husband, Chip, started growing medical cannabis. This eventually led them to Colorado, where Chip opened a couple of hydroponic stores. After the passage of State Question 788 in June of 2018, which legalized medical marijuana in Oklahoma, Chip started receiving an influx of business from Oklahoma.
People were ordering lights and soil and nutrients.
The Bakers saw promise in Oklahoma's medical marijuana market and decided to move to the state at the end of 2018. In addition to the dispensary and clone nursery, Chip owns a nearby hydroponic store in OKC, and Jessica has a marijuana farm and processor about 40 miles northeast of the city. Jessica says it's been a nice change of pace doing business in Oklahoma's medical marijuana market.
My businesses have primarily been in California, where it's very difficult and expensive. Oklahoma, in general, they made it pretty easy for people, which is nice and affordable.
Oklahoma has some of the cheapest annual commercial licensing fees in the country at $2,500, especially compared to California, where licensing fees can reach six figures and range depending on estimated annual gross revenue. There's also no cap on licensed medical marijuana businesses in Oklahoma, unlike other states such as Louisiana, where only one dispensary is allowed in each of the state's nine regions. And with no list of qualifying conditions, it's easy to get a physician to write a recommendation for a medical marijuana patient card. This has led to over 367,000 Oklahomans, about 10% of the state's population, obtaining a medical marijuana patient card, which, according to Politico, makes Oklahoma the largest medical marijuana market per capita. Jay Zarkowski, founding partner of the marijuana business consulting firm Canna Advisors, says Oklahoma's medical marijuana program has grown rapidly.
The medical marijuana program in Oklahoma, it's such an open, liberal program. It almost is like adult use legalization.
Oklahoma is just shy of having 10,000 active licensed medical marijuana businesses, which includes over 2,000 dispensaries and about 6,500 growers. But the flip side of Oklahoma's low barrier of entry for starting a medical marijuana business is the pressure it puts on the market. Sarah Lee Gossett Parrish, an Oklahoma attorney who represents over 150 cannabis businesses, says some enter the market with the misconception that it will be fast money.
You have people getting into it who don't understand that the cannabis industry is just like any other business. You have to work hard and have a strong business acumen and know what you're doing.
Because there are so many growers, Gossett Parrish says they need to zero in on a market to avoid being eclipsed by larger growers that generate a massive supply of product.
If you are a craft grower and maybe an organic grower and you pick and choose certain illnesses and conditions for which you grow strains and you target your market, then you're going to fare well.
Unless the state legalizes recreational marijuana within the year, Jessica Baker expects many cannabis businesses will have to shut down since there's more marijuana than there are patients. I'm Caitlin Howard.